Okay, so the second of the Yud Gimri Chorus. After she had done, she is boyre. Also, we know that there's a creator. Who Mishpil is called Hamaleris Kutsoyne. He conducts everything that happens according to his will. And then is boyne. It's incumbent upon us to meditate. Leizet Tachlis Hashem Mubil is called Mahal Chebria. In what purpose, for what reason did Akosh Baruch Hu move and create all the ways of the creation? Because we see good things, we see bad things. Things that make us happy and things that make us sad. They appear superficially to be an enormous steer in the way Hashem runs the world. Akach bo ikar sheni. Therefore, the ikar sheni is not from the ikar rishon. An imamim be munas shleima. Shabayu is bach shmoi. Hu yochid. Ve'en yechidus kamoyu b'shum poni. He is yochid. We'll have to see what yochid means. When you look at the world, you understand that there's contradictions in the world. There's good and bad. There's happiness. There's sadness. So you might come to think that there's two anogas in the world. Therefore, you need the second of the mamim to come and tell you, no, who yochid. If any kiddush come over shumponim, there's no yechidus like he is in any way. Vu levado elokeinu, he is levado elokeinu. Haya haya beviye. Was, is, and will be eternity, the infinite. What does it mean, Jew Yochid? Hashem levadai bara es hakol, v'payle es hakol lo shum shutif. Number one, you have to know that Akash Bochu does everything, created everything, and conducts everything without any partnerships. No one helps him to do what he wants. Everything he does on his own. Partnerships are bidding ever. That's why marriage is not a partnership. Hashem doesn't need partners. He doesn't have one. Marriage is not a partnership. Let's just get that clear. You have to come far fitted to learn more about this. The marriage is not a partnership. The partnership is always bidding ever. And marriage is the chatchila. It's fasted. Fasted of somebody else. The positive means I need to do something, but I'm lacking something. So you've got what I need, so you'll help me be matching what I need in order to create this thing called my business. Marriage was created the chatchila. The concept of marriage is a chila. There's no one lacking anything. Fasted. That's how we deal with these sugyas, not now. Since Hashem is one, then everything he does is one. His conduct is one. It's all aimed towards one thing. To do good to those that he created. Everything that Hashem does is aimed towards one thing. That's kapat for me. Hashem probably does a lot of things that have nothing to do with us. Hashem's probably involved in a lot of other businesses we don't even know about. But kapat, the business we are able to understand, this world, so then everything Hashem does is aimed towards one goal and one goal only. To bestow good on those creatures that he created. And even that which appears to us to be evil and bad, we'll see that all that was all kulu good as well. No, it's not the answer. Not the answer. Because if that's the answer, then you can do whatever your Yetzirah wants you to do whenever you want. Because the answer is not bad either. Everything he wants you to do is all cool and good. In Achinami, we'll see that everything that happened to us, the evil and everything, ultimately, the Holocaust and all the evil and all the ultimately was for our good. About it. It has to be that way. But that doesn't take away from the fact that there's evil in the world that we don't understand has got you in the first place. That's another question. We're just in very short, brief little subjects. We're going to go into all these subjects properly, Mr. Shem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Echad Ba'atzmoy. Lo nechalek lechalakim l'tzadim shunim. When you say that Hashem is one, we don't just mean that He's one and there aren't two of them. It means that Hashem is such a oneness that there's no parts or portions or pieces to Him. He's totally unified within Himself. V'lo nimtzes metzias kuzu v'kol hanivrim. There's no other thing in the whole of the world that has this quality of being yochid, being echad. Ki kulam ba'le guf u'mekovim v'chalokim shoyim. Because everything in the world has a physical aspect, right? And it's made up of different parts. Hashem's not made up of different parts, it's all one. You don't understand that? Of course not. You can't understand what it means infinite. You don't know what that means. V'hu levado elokeinu. What's pshat v'hu levado elokeinu? Kivan Hashem is barach yochid she'en kemoyu. Since Hashem is yochid like nothing else, anu makablim aleinu es ol malchusay. We accept upon ourselves the yoke of His malchus. She'u elokai shelanu, that He will be our God, our master. Ab im yigzor aleinu tzolot hasvachelina. Even if He goes upon us, not good things. Nekablim besimcha v'tuv leivov. We accept that besimcha v'tuv leivov. V'nevato b'kol mo'adeinu mo'oid mo'oid. And we love Him with all our beings mo'oid mo'oid. Zeh yichud she'anu miyachadim oso erev avod v'kol yom tomit. That's the yichud that we miyachad Hashem when we become l'malchus shemayim. Erev avod v'kol yom tomit. V'im shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem echad. Upon us to be at one with Hashem in every situation. Hashem reality, His essence always was. It's right here now. And it will always be without any end in the future. Everything that everything that happens in the world in the Bechinas Havaya that was discovered Mirosh. It was all part of the plan. The Bechinas Haya Ubisoft who you even attack the Sabriya, the Bechinas Yeh. And in the event he will bring the Briya to its ultimate Kitachlis in the future. Because at Chias Amazim we'll understand everything. Everything was Kulu Mitkavenes, one goal, one purpose for him to give good to those that he wants to give good to. That's the Ikar Sheni Shashem is one. As Ikar Shlishi, Mamshich Lateh Gregel Havdol Ben Aboyer Nivra. The third of the Yud Gimel Yikon goes on to explain the enormous difference between the Creator and that which He created. Shashem is Barach Vahanagosa Nimtsayim Lamalem Mikol Tzisa. Hashem and His conduct is beyond any ability of us to understand. And Imam Indra Shreim, Shagoyim Svach Shmoy, Einoi Guf. First you have to understand is Einoi Guf, which we can't understand the flaw. We don't know what a thinking, living, feeling creature looks like without a guf. V'lo yisogu masigei aguf v'ein lo shum dimyon klal. He hasn't got even the remnant sparks of anything shaykh to a guf, and there's nothing you can be madam into at all. If it's Hashem is, that's it. That's the only honest statement you can say. You want to say Hashem is enormous, that's checking. You want to say Hashem is infinite, even that is a concept we grasp. But even to say infinite is limiting a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because He's beyond infinite. That is self-limited. Can't be massive. Metzius is Baruch Hu Metzius El Yoin and Nivdele. Hashem's existence is way above and completely separate from anything we can have shaykhus to. Bli guf chumre she'ev shela moshe l'rosso. Without any guf, without any chaymriyoy, that you can grasp or understand or see. You can't see Hashem. You can't understand Him, you can't picture Him, you can't have any shaykhus to. The only thing you're allowed to think about when you daven to Him is Yud Kei Vavka. Hashem is magale Himself to us in a thing called Yud Kei Vavka. You're allowed to think about that when you daven. To think about anything else about Hashem, and then Yud Kei Vavka comes with enormous halachic problems. The lawyer sigum is sigagu. Lo shaykhus etves brach shum pu'ula mitulis agu. Even Hashem's conduct and actions has no shaykhus to the actions and conduct of a guf. Kamo sheina v'kima alicha v'yeshiva. Hashem doesn't walk, he doesn't sit. Ah, it says Yoshev v'seisim el yoyim. Yeah, we spoke that yesterday. Hashem doesn't sit, he doesn't stand, he doesn't close his eyes, he doesn't open his eyes. He doesn't get angry, he doesn't be the simcha. Ah, it says Hashem gets angry. Count the promise, Hashem. All those sugars need to be understood against the doctor. Ma Hashem moisiyos b'tayu l'shenus shel hakshama. That which the Torah uses lotion hakshama, giving human qualities to Hashem. Hadvarim em rak marshal. It's just a marshal. Kedibra Torah b'lotion ben Adam. Kedibra Torah k'lotion ben Adam. You have to understand what that means. We spoke a little bit about it yesterday. Mr. Shem will deal with us again in depth. Kolev the Torah lies. Kolev the Torah shames Hashem gets angry when Hashem can't get angry. The Torah lies. Yeah, well, different Torah from Hashem and Adam. That's the head of July. The Torah's cool to him. And we're going to say the Hashem gets angry. It has to be Hashem gets angry, but Hashem can't get angry. Correct? Oh. Tarek Ian Godel. Ain't no shum divyon klal. Habayit Baruch mekivan shunal elikol guf. Since Hashem is way above any guf, ain't no shum divyon ba'elan achayim. Therefore, you can have nothing to compare him to in the physical world, because he has no physicality whatsoever. So, anything in the physical world you want to compare him to is not shaykh by him, because it's not there. Sham kol ani brayman bale guf. Lo kain Hashem lo kain. Everything here has a guf. Nothing can exist in this world without some shaykhs to the physical world. But Hashem is no goof. Since Hashem's existence is way above our ability to understand or grasp, therefore you shouldn't try to understand certain things. There's certain things you can only understand with Tchias HaMeisim. The Baal HaLeshem brings a raya from this and from other places that there has to be a thing called Tchias HaMeisim, because otherwise the prayer makes no sense. And with Tchias HaMeisim, the prayer will make sense. Therefore, there has to be a thing called Tchias HaMeisim. He proved that to be Tchias HaMeisim from another place. But he proves that since there's certain things that you need to understand and that you can't understand, there has to be a thing called Tchias HaMeisim where you'll be able to understand. It's a raya, but there has to be a thing called Tchias HaMeisim. Because in the current state we're in, you can't understand certain things that you have to understand. When we'll see with our own eyes how all the things that happen in the world brought us to the ultimate good. Then we'll be expanded in the depths of Hashem's Hashgacha, reasons within reasons, Hashgacha within Hashgacha, depths within depths will be revealed to us. When we see that, then we have so much tainug, so much pleasure. The ultimate pleasure that Hashem has for us, the eternal pleasure, it ain't so. The bechinas nanim mizim shchina. We'll be able to have pleasure and enjoy from the from basking in Hashem's shchina when we understand all these ways. Haikaravi chaisem is kvutzas haikorinim medvarim oides mityos barach. This is the last of the first kvutza, the first group of ikorim that deals with Hashem's reality. And this is the chaisem, this is the final of them. Hanim amin ben shleim shuvayt chmoy shmoy hu rishon hu afro. Who is Baruch Kadmai Makol Dovah Shenivro? He was before anything that was created. Kein Metzias Shekodma the Metzias, because there is no Metzias that was before his Metzias. In other words, he is always going to be first cause. Because if you can find something that came before Hashem, and then that's Hashem. If you've got kids, then you just start worrying about this at about the age of 4 or 5. So then, who made Hashem, right? He said, nothing made Hashem. Hashem always was. So what was before Hashem? There's nothing before Hashem. Hashem always was. Yeah, but there must be something before Hashem. Yeah, that was before Hashem. That's Hashem. Because Hashem's always first cause. There's nothing before first cause. The Greeks tripped up here quite badly, by the way. That's what you've done, Shabbos. Shabbos we remain chira lamais of righteous, because the Greek time in the world always was. Hashem came afterwards, so it took what was and created the world. But the chaymer of the world always was. That's what the Greek time is. Shabbos says by yichulah shemayim v'aris. Hashem created the shemayim v'aris. There's nothing before Hashem. That's what we testify to on Shabbos. Mais of righteous. Why? Because if something always was, it can never stop. Therefore, the world had to have been created in order for Hashem to have stopped it on Shabbos. Shabbos. When Hashem said to the world, Shabbos, He couldn't have said that if it always was. Something that always was and always will be can never stop. So how does the world stop on Shabbos? But we never stopped it. One of the testimonies we're making on Shabbos is that the world wasn't always. There's a beginning and there's an end. Shabbos. Who is Bar Kodman called over Shanivra? Ki ain Metzias Shekodman Tiosoi. The ain Metzias Shetiskai Macholom. And there's nothing that exists after him either. Everything's going to have ended and he's still going to be around. Because he can't end, because he never started. Mekimash has Baruch Kodam Lekol Metzias, since he was before everything. Vuzeh Shohetzi Kol Metzias El Apoyel. He was the one that brought everything into the world. Mamela Kol Metzias Nivrosa Letachli Shiz Baruch Mekimash Alem. Therefore everything that exists only for the purpose that Hashem created it for. Nescha Hanetzchi Shal Tchias HaMeisim. For the eternal reward of Tchias HaMeisim on Olam Haba. Fine. Ad Kaan Hashem. Haika Hamishi, Oifen Shana Meshis, and Libois, Messias Aboire, the Shitosa Bakol, who are your day, Shemit Palan Lav, and Mufkashimene is called Troch. How does a person settle his heart and come to grips with the Messias of a Kodesh Baruch and the fact that he rules over us? It's a tall order, right? Most people have not been able to do this. The vast majority of the world's population, from the beginning of creation until now, there's been a very small percentage of people that have been able to grapple with infinite. Not just grapple with it, have a deep, meaningful relationship with it. Right? Who else has done this? The vast majority of the world's population dive into trees and stones and higher forces and very sophisticated spiritual entities. They got less sophisticated today. They dive into man. The Christians created a God in the image of man. There's always been somebody trying to come up with something to dive into. And you understand why. Faith is concerning talking to nothing. Yeah, it's hard. It's not a possible thing. The vast majority of the world's population can't grapple with it. They all believe in God. What kind of God? Yeah, whatever. You know, the God that art does what I say. But then you prepare them to battle yourself to Hashem Shriki, even though you can't see, you can't understand, you know nothing about it? Kuli Muna? How many people have managed to do that in world history? How many people lived from the beginning of creation till today? I don't know, but it's a lot of people, yeah? How many people were able to be massive? Could give many college? A few million? How do you do this? By turning to him and mavakishing from him everything you need. What does this mean? Once we've established the four aspects of the Messias of Hashem, why are you here? God them again! אני מאמין ברשלים שבאים פה שמו הוא לבד רוילית פלו ואין רוילית פלו לזוסי. Once we established as Hashem and he created the world and why he created the world, we now understand that he has to be davened to and you don't daven anyone else. Quite a clear. Once we established as Hashem, the first thing the Torah tells you is you've got to daven to him. You have a relationship with Hashem, starts by tefillah. I mean, tefillah is not just like an eitz teiva. I said tefillah is like an eitz teiva. If you need something, so you know, eitz teiva. You got a daven. If you don't need anything, no. One of the yisimeli kolim. Knowing that the only way you're going to get what you need is by asking Hashem, what are you giving to you? If you think you can buy this somewhere else, that's what they call it. the plea. Let's not understand this superficially for now. Unbelievable. So boys Bach Shmoy, Laila Vada Roilet Panel Makiman Shiz Barach Yochid Shain Kamo. It's a natural outflow from the fact that Hashem is Kulu Yochid, that it's only up to him to daven to. Vula Vada Paila Kol. He conducts everything. Mamela Rak Laila Vada Roilet Palel Lavos. Automatically, it's only right to daven to him, because who else can do anything? Since Hashem does everything, if you need something, who else you can ask? There's no one else. He does everything. The Koloshin Rambam, the Pirush HaMishnayis, as the Rambam says in the Pirush HaMishnayis, how old is he wrote the Pirush HaMishnayis, the Rambam? 18. Shehiz Barach Hu Arei La'avdoi U'le'gadloi U'le'diyu Gadloi Sevelaises Mitzvotsoi. Because to Hashem it's fitting to serve, U'le'gadloi to make great, U'le'diyu Gadloi, and to let known and to acknowledge his godless, V'la'aseis Mitzvotsoi, to do his mitzvah. Yishna mitzvah la'pelalav v'ris barach, there's a mitzvah to daven to Hashem. Al'idei ha'tfila adem ma'ires oisen Hashem Chef Ashpals El Yoinus Shashem Raitel Ashpiel Tachtoinim. Via a thing called davening, we arouse the desire in Hashem Kaviyachol to be Mashpiel on the Bria. Without davening, even Hashem wants to give to us. If you don't daven, He's not going to give to you. Adam Arishan learns that, right? Hashem's not going to make it rain if you don't ask Him. Why not? Because that's how Hashem set up the world. You want rain, you've got to go out there, you've got to be able the rot in Hashem to give. No tefillah gets returned empty. Every tefillah pushes what Badman needs to push. Even those tefillahs where you don't see results from. They store away, they put away for when you need them. Then they'll do what they need to do. Tefillah Shabbos is something that's not a tefillah. It's not to get a tefillah. You're davening for something that is not to be davened for anymore. What's the nominal of tefillah Shabbos? God's written a check, and he's put in the envelope, and he's given it to you. So you daven to Hashem. Hashem makes a check for $10,000. Hashem's not going to make the check change. It's a miracle. The guy wrote the check, but then you're asking Hashem to change it in the deal. You don't know how much it's for, but the check's been written. The guy wrote it, doesn't have the check for, it's just the check. It's too late for you to daven now. But there'll be a miracle in the world that Hashem doesn't want. Hashem's not going to change the material. Hashem gave you so much grace. He put it in your store. The minute you stop counting, Hashem's not going to change it. Why? Those are the rules. Why did Hashem make the world like that? I don't know, but that's how made the world. You don't. Because it's too late. The check's been written. The check's for far. If you don't have it, then you're going to change the check. He's not going to change it. That matter for you. It's not for no. Why? You see? There's certain things Hashem said in the world, I'm not going to change. If you don't for me to change something that I said, I'm not going to change. That's called the Tzidah Shav. And that's the rules Hashem made. Hashem said, there's some things you can daven for, I'm not going to change. I'm not going to change. Therefore, don't daven for me to do it. That's al-fi alocha. That's a Tzidah Shav. There's certain rules and regulations in tefillah. Tefillah's got its rules and regulations. If you daven dirty, you have to daven again. Why? The tefillah wasn't a tefillah. That's the longest, whatever I'm saying. That's not called a tefillah. There are rules and regulations for tefillah. If you daven after Tzoch Zman tefillah, so there are rules and regulations what that tefillah can do. There's limitations of that tefillah now. You daven be Yochid. So then there's certain rules and regulations that they still have to have in order for Hashem to yell it. And if you don't be kibbutz, then there's a certain definition of Shemaya that you get. Hashem made rules for tefillah. Why should it be? Hashem can make material made whatever he wants. Because somebody knows that check was made for five. You open the check, study the guy, sees 10 grand came out of his account, and he only wrote the check for five. What do you want? It's too late now. Hashem said it's too late. But you're asking another customer, what do you have to do with it? This just says if you need something, the only place you're going to get from is Hashem. Doesn't mean Hashem's going to give you everything. There's no tefillah that gets returned empty. There's no tefillah that gets returned empty, right? You're saying, what about it to the shop? That's not called a tefillah. That's not called tefillah. What do you want? Shem says, if you daven menutav, so that's not called tefillah. Ah, so that tefillah won't be returned unheard? It will be returned unheard. Because that didn't have the gedarim of what's called tefillah. So tefillah shop, Hashem decided. You're asking, yeah, but why can't Hashem change it? Because that's another kasha. Why does Hashem have a thing in the world called tefillah shop? Okay, good. Hashem to change the check and make this guy think it actually wrote it for 10. Just say that, come on, he says, I don't want to do that. Sorry. Why not? Okay. Shut up. This is the rule. Why do you have to take 3 steps back when you daven 20, so not 4? Because those are the rules. Why do you have to daven before a certain time? Because those are the rules. Why do you have to daven the tzibba and not the yachid? Hashem can't yamin when I daven the yachid. But he can yamin. But he made certain rules. This is the system, yeah, that Hashem wants the world to work according to his natural laws as much as possible. Why does Hashem make us, why doesn't Hashem do miracles all the time? Because I don't want miracles in the world now. But that's not a steer to the fact that if you want to have a relationship with Hashem, it comes and it starts with understanding that Hashem is everything, and you're not going to get anything unless you get it from Hashem. Therefore, you better go speak to him, because otherwise, he ain't going to listen to you. And if you don't see immediate results from your tefillah, first of all, go learn Hilchot Tefillah, because it could be you're not pushing the right button. Hilchot Tefillah is only for the guys that into a lot. It's not for me, I can double that Hilchot Tefillah. No, Hilchot Tefillah requires you to follow the rules. So if you're not getting your tefillahs answered, go to Hilchot Tefillah. And then if you're not getting them answered, understand that they're put away, they'll get answered, don't worry. When the time's right, you'll get an answer. Now you got a cash, what about tefillah shop? Okay, cool, I got a cash. Okay, anything else? Comment? Okay. Can I just finish this quickly? I don't want to leave this in the middle because it's very omakashia. The Ein Roelit Palel Luzose is not fitting to daven to anything else. This is a big kasha because we see that the Torah itself refers to these other things as Elokim Acheirim. Why do we call those things that you shouldn't daven to God? I mean, are they gods or aren't they gods? I mean, why are they called Elokim Acheirim? So he says like this, Afal pi sheyishna mashpim tachtoinim, even though there are things in the lower world that mashpia, kagon mezolos v'koiches tivim, there are spiritual forces in the world that mashpia, yeah? Shehein tzineires shedarcham Hashem mashpia letachtoinim, these are tubes, these are tzineires, these are pipes, conduits, that Hashem uses to bring the higher influences down into the lower world. Ein rei lifnois aleim levakashim em shefa. But you shouldn't go speak to them, these intermediaries that Hashem uses. Because Hashem wants you to talk just to him. Rav Nachman has used the model of a business, right? You go into a store, and there's a salesman there selling things, right? You go to him or you go to the manager. If you go to the manager, the owner of the store, you pay full price, you get the product, and you go. So what do? We don't want to go to the manager and pay full price. You do a deal with the salesman under the counter. You pay him half, and he gives you the thing under the counter, right? That's what davening to these things is like. That's what people do. The Rambam says, it wasn't the chubadik to only daven to Hashem and not daven to his ministering angels, the stars and the moon. And I said, it's not a daven to the stars and the moon as well as Hashem. Because they understood that there's a hashpah that comes from the mazalot. Then what happened? It's not forgetting about Hashem, it's just daven to the stars and the moon, etc., etc., etc. And they were there, where they daven to the bottom of their feet. At least those guys had sheifas. At least they understood that there was something up there. Today, what are we daven to? today we bow in mishtachaveh to the vomit that the Western world spat out that lands in this country, and we mishtachaveh to it. What the goyim don't want anymore, we daven to. That's how low we've fallen. Hashem wants us to be directly connected to him and no other forces whatsoever. To the extent that a person is ma'amin ba'ashem and lives with the imunah of the metzias of tefillah, to that extent he will be zeiche to the eternal existence. It says tzadik ve'menoseh yichye la'asid lobot, talking about in the future. According to your yimuna, so you will live in Netzach Netzachim. What an answer. Tzadik ve'menoseh, according to the extent of your yimuna in this world, you will live in the next world. Okay, we're up to number 6. The first thing that the Yud Gimel Korin tells us after it's proved to us that there's Hashem is you better have a relationship with Hashem and you better do it fast. First thing, the four definitions, so to speak, of what Hashem is, and straight afterwards, dive into it. Clear. Fella, fella, fella.